100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today, courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings is where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning. Yeah, it's fog out there, 71 degrees, on our way to 88 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Maddie Fennell, the director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. It is induction week here at Emporia. Maddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I wanted to ask you kind of the very obvious question to get started. We kind of talked about this last week when we talked about this being your first induction process here this year. The basic question to kick things off, how are things going for you and for the hall here this week?
Oh, things are just going great. It has just been such a delightful week to see so many people come out and help get ready for all of the activities, to see Emporia really open its arms. I mean, when you're in a restaurant and a random person comes up and says, hey, are you the Hall of Fame teachers? We're so glad you're here. It just makes our honorees feel so special, and it's so great to be a part of that.
Yeah, it was great that you had them in here yesterday morning for our annual discussion with the National Teachers Hall of Fame inductees. We encourage people, if they missed the program yesterday, to log on to KVOE.com and hop into the audio vault. The entire interview is there. Very good to hear from these inductees each and every year, and certainly didn't disappoint yesterday. Well, what's on the schedule for the remainder of the week here, Maddie?
Well, today we have a couple of things to record back at Emporia State University. Ken Weaver will be leading a roundtable, kind of pulling out some more of the wisdom and of our honorees, and then we'll be able to use that in the coming year as we put that out on social media. They're going to do a podcast with Christy Dugan, and then they're going to rest before the big event this evening where we have the ice cream social and the band concert and the kids parade. One of our inductees brought her 4-year-old daughter, and the big controversy is, what is she going to wear in the parade? Her daughter brought several outfits to choose from because this is her primary event tonight. So it's just so much fun. And tomorrow we have the rededication. We are very honored that Elizabeth Marburger, wife of slain principal Dan Marburger from Perry, Iowa, will be joining us tomorrow at 10 for the rededication. And then, of course, tomorrow night is the big celebration.
I wanted to bring up here, because we mentioned here in the interview already from last week that we turned into news stories as a preview. I know you're looking forward to what's taking place tonight, just from yourself, with the ice cream show, social, and the band concert. We'll talk a little bit more about the rededication process here in a second, but that you really had the tonight's schedule on your calendar for a while.
Yeah, it's exciting because I keep hearing from everybody. It's just such a wonderful piece of, many people describe it as the hometown nostalgia that we don't have anymore. And, you know, there is so much fantastic hometown pride here in Emporia. The inductees, when we were taking the tour of Emporia with Roger Heineken, they were pretty gobsmacked and their jaws were dropping as we were going around and seeing so much that had been funded by endowments, funded by the people of Emporia. The amazing philanthropy in this community and the way they just open their arms and hearts has just been really pretty overwhelming. So it's fun to be able to actually be amongst, I mean, all those people tonight and to really celebrate in a really open and fun and casual atmosphere with the people that we have dedicated our lives to, kids. Teachers are always happy when they're around kids having fun. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are very high on gobsmacking here, you know, locally. That's true. We're certainly proud of that. 724, 71 degrees. Maddie, let's talk about the induction ceremony itself. Tickets available, open to the public. How's that going to work?
We've already, the banquet tickets, we could squeeze in a couple more people. If anybody's interested, they can call the office. But if anybody wants to come to the induction, which starts at 7:15 at Memorial Hall, Webb Union and Memorial Hall, they're welcome to attend the induction. It's free of cost at 7:15. But if you want to come to the banquet, reach out to the office, and we'd be happy to help you.
Looping back a little bit to the memorial rededication before we start talking about the induction activities here, Maddie, clearly this is going to be kind of a solemn slash somber moment that'll be taking place from 10 to about 11 o'clock. What are some of the things that you see, what your perspective here on the importance of the National Memorial as part of really the overall education picture that's being highlighted this week?
Well, I can tell you personally, it's something I am both looking forward to and not looking forward to. It's something, obviously, I wish we never had to have. I would say I'm looking forward to it because I want to honor those who've given all. But I'm not looking forward to it because it strikes so close to home to me. I've been a teacher for 27 years. I taught in a high-poverty area. We always had to be careful. And that was something that was always on my mind. Could there, you know, I experienced the lockdowns. I know that fear that can happen to educators. And so to be so close to those who experienced that in their families but experienced it to the ultimate degree, you know, it's going to be difficult, but I think it's so important that we remember. What is so sad to me, honestly, is that, you know, the memorial was, we broke ground in 2013. We had our first dedication 10 years ago in 2014. 5 years later, and at that time we bought two of the large granite memorial books, and we inscribed them with the names that we had, thinking that that would be enough. 5 years later, we had to buy another large granite book because we ran out of space. And here we are 5 years after that, our 10th rededication or 9th rededication, whatever, but 10 years since we started our services, and we need another book. We have filled all three books. We're currently sourcing granite and funds so that we can put yet another large granite block on that memorial. And to me, you know, it's I know that people will come forward because they believe in the importance of teachers, and I'm sure we will get that done, but it's just so deeply sad to me that we have so many educators that are still losing their lives in service to their students.
In that rededication, you'll be able to hear that live on KVOE Friday morning, and also we'll have the live audio-video feed, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com, the rededication of the National Memorial to Fallen Educators, and the public is invited to attend that ceremony, too, up near the one-room schoolhouse on the campus of Emporia State University. So you've kind of had your finger on the pulse of the inductees. Are they enjoying their time here so far, Maddie?
Oh, they are having such a great time. Several of them went out yesterday to see the tall grass, and they were excited about that. There were people going to the planetarium. We kind of let, one of the things that we'd heard from inductees in the past was, hey, you always have us going. Could we have a little bit of downtime so we can do what we kind of want? So we gave them yesterday afternoon, after they were done with you, they got to spend the day, and they really enjoyed what they got to see. And of course, we have such amazing host families who just wrap their arms around them as though they're long lost friends and take them everywhere and do everything with them and really give them that Emporia hospitality welcome. So they're just having such a great time. It's so much fun to see, just all the things that they're learning about Kansas, about Emporia, about the area, about the families that they're with. The other night when we were having we had the welcoming dinner, and one of the 2023 inductees came a little bit late, and his host family saw him, and their eyes just lit up, and they just ran to each other and hugged each other. That is just, it just filled my heart, and I'm like, oh, that's what I've been hearing about. That's what these relationships are. That's the warm welcome that everybody talks about when they talk about Teacher Town USA.
And education, even with the diverse kind of sectors of education, what we've seen here is, you know, with the induction classes, they become a really tight-knit group. It's almost like you have, you know, five individuals, in this case six, with the education support professional Jim Bramson being honored as well. But it also seems like they have their individual components, and then they kind of become almost a cohesive unit as they go into the induction process tomorrow night.
They absolutely do. They have this wonderful shared experience, and that shared experience creates a bond. Actually, tomorrow night at the banquet, I think it's the 2014 class, is going to have like 3 out of 5 of their members here. And they're, you know, when one heard another was coming, they were just so excited. Because it's like a family reunion when you can get back together again. That's another thing that the induction does, is it gives, you know, these classes a chance to come back and have their own little reunions and enjoy seeing each other.
Well, we certainly invite the public to carve out a big old slice of Americana tonight at Fremont Park. The root beer floats will be served starting at 7, and the children's concert to, of course, welcome the National Teachers Hall of Fame inductees, 8 p.m. tonight at Fremont Park. The Emporia Municipal Band puts on a great show every week, and they take it even to another level, I think, during National Teachers Hall of Fame and Children's Concert Night. Well, Maddie, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here early on a Thursday morning.
Well, thank you both so much, and thank you to all the support that KVOE gives to the National Teachers Hall of Fame. You guys are great partners, and I can't tell you enough how much we really appreciate the broadcasting tomorrow, because we have people who would love to be here but can't, so the fact that they can see it virtually through KVOE is just a tremendous thing for those families and for those who care about those who passed. Thank you so much for all you do for us.
Maddie, thanks for what you guys do to help support and highlight education. It's important, and it doesn't happen enough. So thanks a lot for what you do.
Thank you. Have a great day. Wait a minute. Important question. What's the weather tonight?
Looking pretty good. This is going to be an Americana-type night here, because it looks like we'll see a little humid, but temperatures maybe around 80 degrees as you get started here this evening.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
No rain.
Social.
There you go.
Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, guys.
All right, National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Maddie Fennell joining us here on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, our newsmaker segments next week are still closed.